Freak socks.
Guess what? I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell. I gotta have more cowbell.
What you gonna do, homie? You gonna keep fight crying like a bitch? Or you gonna get some nuts about yourself?
I'll bet you.
Nigga, even if they don't knock the broads, tricks to go around.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking finger and say that's the bad guy. And say that's the bad guy.
Never in the history of the game.
Here we go once again, man. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL, coming at y'all live and direct, Max City Limits Radio Show. Go ahead and check me out, man, at www.patreon.com/Max City Limits. Once again, for the people on the slow bus, www.patreon.com/Max City Limits. For a little bit more philosophical, more cerebral, more intellectual conversation that we can't necessarily have out here because the powers that be want to keep you dumbed down. They don't want you. They don't want to see you rise and elevate, man, beyond the bullshit, man. So Big Mike is gonna respond today to Big J Triple X. Saying what's up to Big J, man. What's up, Big J? Been following Big J for a long time, man. A lot of you cats don't understand. Big J been on here for a long time, boy. You know what I'm saying? I used to listen to Big J every now and then when he would go back and forth with L.A., Mike Mills. Who else, man? Victor Bone. Yeah, I would tune in every now and then, check that brother out, man. And I mean, he's still doing his thing, man. He is a live wire. He's off the hook, man. He's forever going off about something. I'm like, damn, Big J. Well, Big J came over and he listened to my video and he had to make some responses to it. And also, before I get into that, man, I want to say what's up to my boy Freddie P. What's up, Freddie P? Yeah, man. Freddie P, you know, he lightweight harassed me a little bit about my position. You know what I mean? Because I assume he does not like Cynthia G. My man Freddie P told me, take that Superman cape off, man. Stop saving these hoes, man. Freddie, you know how it go, man. Y'all know how it go, man. I love prostitutes, man. Big Mike love prostitutes. You know, it is what it is. I can't help who I am, bruh. I mean, look at her. With the fake wig and the makeup. And I mean, she look like she about to go to the whole stroll, man. She got the hookup, the whole hookup. The prostitute energy, prostitute vibe, man. How could I not love that? And she already done admitted to, man. She about that money, man. You know what I mean? But, bruh, she ever ran into me, I'm a different kind of trick, man. The stuff she say that she getting away with is hilarious. Never, ever will I be on a date with a broad, man. And then, like I said, a broad pat me on the head and send me on my way after the date is done. Oh, hell no. Oh, no, no. Mm-mm. Fair exchange is no robbery, baby. Time to pay up. Oh, shit, man. But irregardless of that, man, like I said, man, look, all I'm asking brothers to do, man, is just pick their poison, man, okay? A lot of y'all are just so heavily fixated on the personality of the individual that I analyzed and critiqued that the true meaning of the video just went right over your head, man. The true meaning of the video is, look, I just want y'all to be congruent. I just want y'all to make sense. You can't, on one hand, talk about how messed up the black community is, and then on the same hand, at the same time, not want to put no skin in the game to reverse it, man. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's all I'm saying, man. Just make some sense, man. If you want to go about your way, if you want to go MGTOW, if you want to go SYSBM, man, I ain't fought for none of y'all for that. You know, I mean, I myself, I chose a different route. I chose to actually be proactive and try to make a difference. And for the most part, for some men, it would appear that it's a thankless job. But believe you me, you in this game long enough, man, you will see residuals. You will see love come back to you, man. You know what I mean? You'll see it. Because all my sons have basically chipped in and made sure the Big Mike is all right, you know, in my time of need. You know what I mean? You don't want to be some old Negro laid up in a hospital or laid up in a rehabilitation center with no one to come and check on you, man. That's the most horrible feeling in the world, man. I was peeping that, man, while I was in my rehabilitation center, man. And I was seeing all these older cats laid up in there, laying in their own shit and piss, and the STNAs just ignoring them, not taking care of them. And one of the main reasons for that was they was alone. No one would come up to the rehab center and make sure that these older men were okay. Oh, man, you just food for the system, man. And you basically making sure that the next generation is all right. Guess what? That will pay dividends. That will pay residuals later on. If you so happen to be put in a position where you actually need somebody. And I never thought that I would actually come to a point where I actually needed somebody, man. But this past year, you know, Big Mike hit a major bump in his life. So, yeah, I ended up needing folks, bruh. Trust me, I'm just giving y'all some wisdom here, man. I'm just giving y'all some wisdom. What you give out comes back. And Big Mike has always been one to give. I'm a giver. I mean, that's the soul, the heart of a trick is to give within reason. Yes, gentlemen, within reason. But yeah, go back to my man, Big J. Whew, let me see. I only really got through maybe an hour of the joint that he did, the response that he did. His whole thing was he agreed totally with what I was saying pertaining to black men being irrational, being unreasonable, not being analytical, too much heavy emphasis on sex, hedonism, things to just get your rocks off, not really paying attention to things that nation build. He agreed with that, but on the same hand, on the same token, he does not believe that. How can I put this, man? It was kind of all over the place a little bit, man, because what he was saying kind of contradicted my message. But yet and still, he liked my message. My whole thing is black men need to be in the home. There needs to be a stabilizing agent. There needs to be chaos. There needs to be order to subvert the chaos that a woman will bring to a relationship or to a family dynamic, man. You have to have that stabilizing agent. But, you know, what he was saying, along with others, they were saying, you know, it's a new day, it's a new age. Women don't need you. Women ain't going to listen to you. You know what I mean? Yeah, it is a new day and it is a new age. And the social engineers have seen fit to rig the game against men. They want to feminize society because it's always been one way that they're going to keep power by suppressing masculine energy, by elevating female energy. And like I said, like I've told y'all plenty of times on my show, they want to turn everything upside down. The government at the head, the government being the all-father. Then comes the children. The children are elevated above the parents. Then there's the woman. The woman is elevated above the man. When actually, it needs to be the reverse. Man needs to be first. Woman second. Children third. Government fourth. But the government wants to subvert that. And the only way that they can do that, of course, is to elevate the children above the parents. Elevate the woman above the man. So, yeah, man, I have to disagree with Big J on that. Big J, if that's what he's saying, it's what it appeared to be saying. He was like, well, guess what? These women don't need you. You know what I mean? Just get over it. It's a new day. It's a new age. And I don't agree with that. No, I don't agree with that, no. Like I said, me and Big J will agree. A lot of stuff that he was saying in there, I did agree with. But there's going to be a couple of points that I'm going to flesh out and I'm going to disagree with. On the note where he says that women are not going to listen to you. Yes, they will. All that needs to be done is you just need to present yourself as a man who's got his shit together. That's really all you got to do, man. I mean, I've been put in the position to really analyze these things and analyze them from a real world perspective. If women are not prone to serve or to listen to a man that's got his shit together, how do you explain the pimps out there? How do you explain the convicts out there? Look, when I was working in the joint, man, when I was, like I said, I did 10 years while working in the joint. And, bruh, there was a lot of females that came in there talking cash shit. You know what I mean? Because I was always my goofy ass. I'm always trying to help. But a lot of times, I just got to learn to mind my goddamn business, man. But, you know, there'd be a female in there, and I'd pull her to the side. You know, I mean, when you had new recruits, new rookies, I always tried to pull them aside and give them some game about what's going on and how they should interact in a prison environment. And, you know, females would have an adverse reaction to me telling them, look, do not get, like, googly-eyed over these convicts. They're going to hustle you. They're going to game you. And you're going to be walked up out of here, you know what I mean, before you can even make your probationary period. The broads always had something slick to say, you know what I mean? Yeah. Once again, I am woman. Hear me roar. I'm a hardcore independent, I'm strong black woman, you know. It just got old. And then it's usually the ones that protest the most, which are the ones that get walked out the institution the fastest, man. So, yeah, bro. I mean, I sat back and I seen a lot of females come in there. Happy they got a job. Good paying job, great benefits, but they throw it all away for some niggas spitting game. She was hilarious. So when I hear cats say, you know, women ain't gonna listen to you, I'm like, bruh, man, this niggas out there that's flat broke and ain't got shit to offer abroad. But man, they'll give it all away just because he's a man and he wants what he wants. And he's like, bitch, this is what I want and you gonna give it to me. Women respond to that shit, man. But understand, I mean, there has to be some sort of degree of attractiveness to you, no doubt. But yeah, man, I mean, these chicks, boy, they was lining up to get played by them convicts, man. Lining up. I'm like, Jesus, how stupid do you gotta be? Seriously. You see they're locked up. You see the unsavory characters. You see that due to the fact that they are locked up, that, I mean, bruh, they don't give a shit about you. Not one shit. They're criminals. They break the law. Breaking it. ad nauseum. And here you come with your goofy ass in there thinking you gonna change a motherfucker. You know what I mean? He ain't got no money. He ain't got... He is a ward of the state. But they will throw it all away just because a convict spits game. I mean, this is what I've been exposed to for years in these streets, man, dealing with these females, man. There ain't no rhyme or reason to actually why they do what they do a lot of times. I mean, I sat back and there's numerous females that I was in charge of where I was sending them to work. And, you know, they end up getting pregnant by certain cats, right? Because I would always tell them, I'm like, look, because some of them, they couldn't have babies because there was something wrong with their reproductive system or whatever, man. And they would meet a dude and they would tell me, oh, yeah, I got this dude. I met this dude. He this and he that. But, you know, he got 6 baby mamas and he got 15 kids. And I'm like, all right, don't you be baby mama number 6 now. I mean, you really, you in a good position. You in a good spot. You don't have no kids. I mean, you can go and come and do as you will, do as you please, man. But, you know, chicks, like I said, they're highly impressionable. And I always want to join a crew, a group, or a club and shit. So she see all of her girlfriends got babies. She going to want a baby, too. You know what I mean? Shit. And I'm just telling her, I'm like, look, because I mean, I could see it written all over their face. The females that want kids because, you know, they homegirls got kids and shit, man. I'm like, look, if you're going to get knocked up, at least find you a good sperm donor. Not this nigga right here that's got already got 5 baby mamas. He's not going to be able to support you or help you. Okay, it's not going to happen. But once again, the government subsidizes, so the government encourages puppy mills. I told y'all what a puppy mill is, if you're familiar with dog breeding. Yes, a puppy mill is just an individual, a dog breeder, that does not care about the genetics of the dogs. He doesn't, you know, he does not take the best of the best and breed them and have the best sort of puppies. The best puppies imaginable from good genetic stock. A puppy mill is just, you know, an individual who doesn't care about that. He just gets a male dog and a female dog, and he mates them and he breeds them, and he just keeps doing it. And he's not looking out for any sort of temperament. He's not looking for any sort of maladies or any sort of ailments that may hinder a good stock of puppies or breed of puppies. No, that's what the government is doing. They're incentivizing food for the system. They want as many people to mate as possible so that they can send you through the meat grinder of their judicial system, of their criminal justice system. Because, yeah, that is big business. I've seen that firsthand. But, yeah, man, I've seen chicks take cases for brothers, man. Big cases. You know, Big J is basically stating that there's no way that these females are going to line up to listen to you because, you know, the cat is out the bag because the government has stepped in and they don't need you anymore. And there's no more need for manual labor. That doesn't really have anything to do with anything, actually. Not if you are a man. Because, like I said, me working in the system, I've seen women throw it all away for a nigga that ain't got shit. Ain't got a pot to piss in. They damn sure knew that he wasn't going to be a pillar of society. But yet still, they took penitentiary chances to take care of this convict. To bring this convict dope. To bring this convict cell phones. Shit. Got caught, you know, giving the convict the punani in the porter closet. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, they'll listen. You just got to be that type of cat that's going to bring it out of them. That's all, man. And really, your material possessions, that's kind of irrelevant, man. You know, it's an animal thing. Animal instinct. But, yes, I agree with Big J. Yeah, there's pretty much no need for a lot of manual labor. Therefore, there's really no need to have a man in the house. So in this technological age, if you ain't reading something, man, if you ain't into tech, yeah, you're kind of screwed, man, because... And I gather that Big J was stating that, you know, families are kind of passe. They're a relic of the past. And we really don't need that. I mean, maybe I read that wrong. But I totally disagree with that. Oh, yeah. When I was working in the joint, man, I could definitely tell who had two-parent household and who had a one-parent one. Number one, of course, the majority of individuals I was locked up there came from a single-mother home. It was rare that I found someone in there that actually had a mother and a father to actually take care of them, man. So how do you, like, deduce? How do you figure out who has a one-parent, who comes from a one-parent single-mother home, or who comes from a two-parent home? Well, number one, what I have found is if you're raised by a single mother, bruh, a lot of times you just run your mouth a whole goddamn lot. Just talking, just incessant talking, man. Number two, you don't want to listen. You're just hard fucking headed, man. You know, you want to do shit how you want to do it, whenever the fuck you want to do it. You know what I'm saying? No regard, no respect for authority at all. Zero respect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if I'm working a block and I tell a dude, right, hey, get off the range. The range is basically the walk areas of the block. I said, you know, it's lockdown time. It's time for you to go in. But he don't want to do that. He want to come out and he want to empty out his trash. I'm like, bruh, we had that already. An hour ago, that's when you were supposed to empty out your trash. It's time to shut this shit down, man. But no, this nigga, he want to argue about it. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, look, man, I'm not going to sit here and argue with you about this shit. You know the rules, man. Take your ass back in your cell and sit down while I do this count. That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Why you doing me like this? Why? I'm like, God damn, man. Curse you and your mama. Your single parent home ass attitude, nigga. God damn. Versus if I ran into someone who, like I said, I was lucky enough to see. I mean, I hesitate to say lucky enough, you know, I don't wish that on anybody, man. But yeah, you did have some individuals that did have two-parent homes, but, you know, they had that stabilizing agent of the man that was in that house. And typically, what had happened if I was to tell an individual, like, hey, man, you do realize that you can't empty your trash right now, man. It's count time. Oh, okay, my bad, CO. And they would just go lay it down. Like, damn. How hard was that? Man, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's very important. It's crucial to have men in the home, fathers in the home. Like I said, unfortunately, yes, there was some individuals that got caught up with whatever they were doing that did come from two-parent homes. But I could definitely tell the difference between the energy and the attitude and... how would I say their potential to actually make something of themselves in society, man? Because you do have to be able to follow orders and to take instructions and to sit down and just actually analyze things and critically think. The majority of individuals that come from a one-parent home, because they didn't have a daddy there, they didn't have a stabilizing agent there, they lack the ability to actually slow things down and critically think. I know some of y'all saying it's bullshit, but, you know, like I said, this is just my experience, man. My experience. And I have a wealth of knowledge on it, man. I did the foster care thing. I worked in the prison, and I was out in the streets. And so I have a full range of experiences when dealing with this. I see the damage that happens when a child gets put in foster care, because the parents, both parents, not just the woman and not just the man, both parents ain't shit. And these children, if they're not lucky enough to get into a good foster home, I mean, they're going to become criminals. Yes, they're going to become criminals, and they're going to go out, and they're going to destroy their life, and they're going to destroy other people's lives, right? So, and not only that, me out here in the streets, man, dealing with these females, you know, I come from pretty much a middle-class, upper-middle-class background, and that's all I've ever really known, for the most part, in my family, is men always being there and men being the head of the house. Even though they may not be officially married, the men in my family have this nasty habit of actually wanting to take care of their seeds and take care of their women. So I've seen the difference, man, of good, solid family structures, good, solid family strongholds, man. And then I would go out here, and people still don't believe me, but I don't care. I would go from that, doing some Bill Cosby, Heathcliff Huxtable type shit, man, where, you know what I mean, good family structure. Then I would go out in the streets, do my little sex trade actions, and I would be in the homes of all of these females who had all of these kids, and there was no man in sight. And I could just, man, it was just chaos, man. It was just pure fucking chaos. And I'm thinking to myself, damn, how are these children going to survive? How are these children going to actually amount to anything with all this chaos going on in these projects, man? How's it going to happen? I mean, I would walk into spots, man, of the house or the apartment would just be in shambles, man. It'd be food all over the place on the floor. There'd be roaches. You know, they would have bed bug infestations, man. It was, oh, Lord have mercy, man. I mean, just the hopelessness. Shit. But pretty much every time I went to a house that was led or had the head of a man, I didn't see a lot of that, man. I didn't see a lot of that. I seen men taking control and taking care of their environment, taking care of their women, taking care of their children. What that man said goes. Shit. And believe it or not, even though I was in the hood and I was doing, some would consider, a nefarious occupation. Yeah, man, I seen a lot of dudes who was street dudes that was taking care of their business as men. Oh, yeah, man. Shoot. I mean, I seen a lot of dudes that actually had custody of the children because the women just wasn't shit, man. The women were just off the wall bonkers. You know, had mental disorders or drug addictions or whatever. You know what I mean? And the brothers was like, look, you don't get your shit together, we going to court and I'm taking these kids. So imagine that, man. You got like a full-fledged drug dealer actually marching into court to get custody of his children, man. And the children turned out much better off instead of being with their mother. The way it was supposed to be in life, in nature, is men and women are supposed to raise the children together, man. But I'm saying all that to say this, man. There's a definite need for men to step in and become the rock, the bedrock of the relationships and of the family. Society today has made it so that, no, we don't want your solid as a rock wisdom. We don't want that. We want to still create puppy mills. We want to create bad seeds to feed our system, grind their blood and their bones to powder in our system. It's a vampiric system which can only survive through chaos. Order out of chaos. The more chaotic they can make things, who is they? The social engineers. That would be your high up politicians and corporations, man. So just a quick recap. I disagree that men aren't needed. I disagree that women will not acquiesce and they will not bend the knee and they will not listen to you, regardless of the time or the era that we are in. I'm a good example that every woman I've ever been with, she has been in lockstep with my program. And if I can't get you to be in lockstep with my program organically, then fuck it. We'll enter into a business agreement where you will get paid accordingly. If you do what you're told, do what I tell you, and do things how I want you to do it, I'll pay you. Yeah, we'll do it like... So, I just don't have time for stupid shit or for bullshit, man. I got women on an organic tip that actually do that. And, you know, I've entered into business arrangements or partnerships with women spanning, like, going all the way back to 2005. And they're still here. And we have a relationship and it's cool. And I don't deal with no stupid shit, man. I just don't. All the women in my life, they cool. And they don't bring no mess. And they don't bring no drama to Big Mike. And yes, I am married. I am still married. That's right. For those that don't know, Big Mike is still married. But I get this massive amount of cooperation because I put skin in the game, man. Because I take care of mine. I take care of my women. And I took care of my seeds. And not only did I take care of my seeds, I took care of the folks' seeds, man. And now those seeds are mine. I claim all my boys, all my sons. Shout out to all my sons, man. Man, pops love you. That's right, man. But yeah, man, appreciate you, Big J, man. Like you said on your podcast, you don't really agree with some of the things I represent, some of the things I speak on and talk about, man. And likewise, same here. But it is what it is, man. It's up to men to actually come together. And, you know, and we build on things that we agree on, man. It's only natural that, you know, if you actually have men sitting down and having a conversation and you don't want no echo chambers, you don't want no robots, man. Shoot, I mean, what kind of man is that agrees with everything that someone else says? I mean, I don't know, bro. Shit. I would imagine there has to be some things that I speak on or spit, man, that some cats just don't vibe with or rock with. And one of them, of course, is me agreeing with Cynthia G. Look, man, y'all got to stop this shit, man. Y'all have got to stop focusing on the personality of the individuals, man. You got to stop it. And just focus on the merits of the argument. Why is that so hard for Negroes to do? I do not know. But it would appear to be extremely hard for them to focus on the merits of one's argument. Instead of just getting like really emotional and just getting put into a tailspin and a tizzy. Like, you mean, y'all should have seen some of the stupid shit that some of these niggas left me in my comment section. It was mostly cats that just, you could tell, just hate Cynthia G. They just fucking hate her. You know, motherfuckers was accusing me of all sorts of shit, man. Like, how you gonna side with her? She wants you dead. She wants you to abort you in the womb. I'm like, nigga, I've already spoken on that on this video. I told y'all, I don't agree with that shit. But it is what it is, man. If that's how she feel, that's how she feel. I'm not going to speak on that shit. That's stupid shit to even be debating, man. Shit. But I don't know. I think I was just a little bit of glutton for punishment because I was just bored to tears on YouTube, man. So I was like, well, let me go ahead and say that I agree with Cynthia G on this topic. And it's not clickbait because it's true. I do agree with her on that topic. It is what it is, man. Men got to step up their game. Got to step it up, bro. Step up your game. This adverse reaction to someone telling you to tighten the fuck up tells me one thing, that the broad is right. Only a hit dog a holler. If these niggas out here, man, I'm trying to tell you, if you responded to my shit with venom and hate and vitriol, then you, of course, yeah, I'm talking about you. You somehow, some way have dropped the ball in life. And you don't like me pointing that shit out. Even though I've gone on here and readily told you that, yes, I have fumbled the ball numerous times as a man and made miscalculations and missteps. But guess what? I acknowledge those miscalculations and missteps, and therefore I fixed the problem. Pretty much, it's that simple, man. It's that simple. You niggas coming on here crying and bitching and bellyaching about me having an agreement with what Cynthia G said. That only tells me that you have a female mindset. You're acting like a broad, man. You really are. You need to check that shit, man. Over here at Max City, man, we're only interested in results. Did the job get done? Did the job get done? Okay. Well, then we can move on. And congratulations, man. You have ascended to manhood status. That's right, man. You have ascended into manhood status. Whenever you take on a mission or a task, and you don't allow nothing to stop you, and you get it the fuck done. I had some niggas out here talking about how we gonna take on the white man and white supremacy. We outnumbered. I'm like, bruh. Oh, my God. Niggas just totally missed the whole crux of the conversation, man. The whole purpose of the conversation. I'm not saying go out on your shield in a physical altercation, a physical war with white folks. I'm not saying that. Today is a different vibe, man. It's a different kind of warfare going on, man. It's definitely a warfare of the mind. You need to get into tech fields, man. You actually need to get into fields that allow you some control and some power, man. You need to get into your politics. You need to get into economics. You need to get into law enforcement. I mean, that's a good example right there. Negroes is always shooting themselves in the foot, man. It's like, you don't want white folks in your neighborhood, patrolling your neighborhood, policing your neighborhood. So you're always out there marching and goose-stepping and, you know, just acting a fool when Ray Ray get his ass popped by a white cop, man. But on the same hand, when you ask niggas, hey, why don't y'all sign up for law enforcement? Why don't you go to the police academy so that you can be the catalyst for change? So that you can actually come out here and police and patrol your own neighborhood. I ain't about to be no police. I'm like, this is the kind of stupid shit we dealing with here, man. That's all I'm saying. I just want y'all to make sense. And the main reason why nothing is making sense, because we don't have that catalyst, man, for change, which is order. We don't have anything in the mix that's going to settle these folks down, settle the youth down, and get them to actually listen. Actually get them to study. Actually get them to see things in reality and on real terms, man. That's all I'm saying, bro. And there was another thing where Big J was talking about how, you know, we have a destabilized family unit due to the fact that we're just living in a different society. And, you know, you may as well just hang it up or whatever. But the main flaw in his argument is, like, our white counterparts, for the most part, they do have bonding or they have solid family structures. So why is it that we have our white counterparts that have good, solid family structures? And you can see that expressed just in how they move in the real world and in life and in business. As a collective, there's a big push for unity. And a lot of things they do just make sense, right? So if the black man and the black family have been destabilized and there's no need for labor and things of this nature, and it's just the way things are now, why hasn't it affected white folks the way it has affected black folks? Why do they still have a family unit and they still have a family structure which they could fall back on for support, but black folks don't? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's a concentrated effort to actually keep black folks as an underclass. And our economy is predicated upon consumers and producers. They do not want black folks to be producers. They want you to be perpetual consumers. So they don't teach you anything school-wise that can show you how to produce and get ahead. I've had the pleasure of actually going to the inner cities, inner city schools, the black ones, and then going to the white schools out in the suburbs. There's a marketed difference. When I was with the white folks out in the suburbs, shit, I was learning things. Like if I was in fourth grade, learning some shit, and then I was shipped or bussed over to, or we moved to the inner cities, and then, I don't know, let me see. There may have been a 3-year gap. So now I'm in seventh grade. So now I'm in seventh grade in the inner city, but the shit that I was learning in seventh grade in the inner city is the same shit I was learning in the fourth grade with the white folks. So the white folks, man, I mean, their whole curriculum was just leaps and bounds, light years ahead of the curriculum. Which is leaps and bounds, light years ahead of what the fuck I was learning in the inner cities and the black schools, man. Yeah, the game is rigged, bruh. The game is rigged. And the only way out of this, man, like I said, black men need to step up their game because women are not going to do it. Women have been given trustee privileges by the prison guards and the warden. Think of it like that. We're all in here. We're all basically in a low-key prison, but the black woman, she's been given trustee privileges. She's been given special privileges by the slave institution, by the prison, which she does not want to relinquish and she does not want to give up. Because that's always been her modus operandi. Comfort. She seeks comfort. And she's not about to mess that up for you. No, not for real. But anyway, like I said, appreciate you, Big J, man. You know, keep doing your thing. Like I said, you know, we can have agreements and disagreements. That's what makes men, men. I could disagree with you and still, you know, rock with you on a friendship level, man. Cats that come here and see something that they don't like, even though they've been fucking with me for years, and then all of a sudden they go into a tailspin. I mean, I don't need niggas like that in my square, man. In my cipher. I mean, those are niggas that have a bitch-made thought process, man. They think like broads, man. Anyway, I've said enough. Big Mike, Almighty Triple XL. Coming at y'all live direct, Max City Limits Radio Show.